Insurance Uncovered. A Talanx podcast. Enter a world of background insights, hidden stories, and finance topics drawn from the insurance industry.
The most surprising result was that the attention to cyber has decreased. We come from a world where cyber risk has become increasingly important over the last 10, 20 years. Companies have rated in so many studies cyber attacks as the most dangerous risk. But this year, this trend has apparently been broken.
The threat from cyberspace is omnipresent, not only since Russia's war against Ukraine, even if this has raised the threat to new levels. Cybercrime is a recurring topic in the news. Time and again, we hear about well-known companies that have been attacked. You may even have been the target of a hacker yourself. Companies can insure themselves against risks from cyberspace. The investigation of cyber risks is therefore a topic that concerns many. Hello and welcome. I am Andrea Volta, and I'm happy to be your host for this month's podcast episode. At Talanx, I am part of the group learning and training team responsible for the language trainings. Today, I would like to welcome Sören Brokamp, Head of Product Management and Underwriting Cyber at HDI Versicherung, to talk about the ever-present subject of cyber risks. Sören has actually conducted his own study on cybersecurity over the last 2 years. For this purpose, a market research institute surveyed a total of more than 1,200 representatives of small and medium-sized enterprises and self-employed persons on cybersecurity. There are already a whole series of studies on cyber threats and cybersecurity by police authorities, government agencies, security service providers, and last but not least, insurers. Sören, so why did HDI launch its own study?
Hi, Andrea. First of all, thank you for inviting us to the podcast. And thank you for your interest in cyber, and especially cyber insurance, and in our HDI cyber study. Let's go to the question of why we published our own study. So above all, cyber is a relative new topic, and especially the related cyber risk. That's why we wanted to build up our own know-how and strengthen our position in the market. Our ambition is to go in the leading market position. Especially with cyber, you can rely on historical claims data to a limited extent. So on the one hand, these historical claims data are not really available. And on the other hand, the risk of change is so high and the risk landscape is evolving so fast that you just need, as an insurance company, additional sources. And therefore, the study is an important tool for us to gather information. The studies you referred to that exist on the market are often internationally oriented. So these kind of surveys are done with larger companies. And our target group are companies with an annual turnover of up to 20 million euros. We have a lot of freelancers like tax advisors as customers. So this particular group is usually not addressed in these studies. Furthermore, preventive measures to prevent cyber attacks are enormously important to us. So we have implemented already some of these services in our product, and we wanted to use the study just to check the effect of these measures. It also helps us in the development of new, maybe in the future coming services that will be integrated. In this case, it's particularly helpful to have our own study.
Okay, so what were the main findings of the study? What was new for you, and what makes the findings from the study so important? Can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, the most surprising result was that the attention to cyber has decreased. We come from a world where cyber risk has become increasingly important over the last 10, 20 years. Companies have rated in so many studies cyber attacks as the most dangerous risk. But this year, this trend has apparently been broken. On one hand, the risk perception is falling. So the fear of becoming a victim of a cyber attack in the near future has dropped from 39% to 27%. On the other hand, the intensity of dealing with the topic of IT security, cybersecurity, has also decreased in the current study. At first glance, seems surprisingly, I would say. One possible explanation is that 2022 was a very challenging year for companies in many respects. I mean, not only for companies, also for private persons. In particular, you can name inflation, the war in Ukraine. These were dominant topics and pushed cyber risk into the background. So we saw from the results that there are less talk about cybersecurity in the private sphere. And we also see that the media landscape has no longer the relevance to inform about these kind of risk. But now listen, because this is important. Regardless of this, around 40% of companies were affected by cyber attacks. And this in both years of our studies. And also other studies confirmed the high threat potential. Therefore, even if there are other important issues, companies should not be too sure not to become a victim of cyber attacks. And that definitely counts for smaller companies. And also very interesting finding of our study this year was that SMEs with 10 to 49 employees were the companies which were most attacked by hackers. So in the previous year, companies with 50 to 250 employees were most affected. So we are thus observing a shift in attacks towards smaller companies.
Thank you for those insights. We also talked to Oliver Eigel from HDI Versicherung Claims Division to give us his view on our topic from a claims perspective.
Virus with malware and phishing emails. These two are the most frequent causes of damage currently observed amongst our cyber clients. It often works like this. It starts when a poorly secured computer serving as a gateway is attacked. Then the attackers move unnoticed into the company network. In doing so, they specifically place malware in the system or use prepared emails to manipulate the security gap, the human being. And finally, they use encryption to block the entire system. The bottom line is that the financial damage can quickly amount to tens of thousands of euros, even for small companies.
Sören, an interesting point was just mentioned here. The weak spot, human beings. How do you deal with this? Are there countermeasures or measures that companies can take to close this gap or weakness? What can entrepreneurs do about it?
The so-called human vulnerability is really not a nice picture, but unfortunately, this image corresponds to the truth. Our study has shown that the most known and also successful attack methods come from the human factor, such as phishing, for example. These loss events show the importance of preventive measures to avoid such incidents. And from our point of view, smaller companies often have a considerable need for improvement. So this is also an important result of the HDI cyber study. And because careless behavior on the part of employees often makes it possible for attackers to infiltrate systems or open the doors to get systems infected by malware, we pay special attention to employee training for our policyholders so our customers can use the Perseus platform free of charge as part of the HDI cyber insurance. This gives all employees from our policyholders free access to videos on cybersecurity and data protection. This service also includes a phishing campaign. At regular intervals, employees receive fake phishing mails to raise awareness not to click on every hyperlink. From my point of view, to train employees is one of the best things you can do as an entrepreneur. This was not a new insight, but simply a confirmation of our strategy. So the HDI cyber study proves again that prevention works and that in all the studies conducted so far, 2023 showed that companies with a high degree of implementation of preventive measures were able to reduce the average loss by about 25%. And in addition, the downtime due to a business interruption was also reduced.
Is the study actually a purely academic exercise, or how do you use the results of the study in practice? How will it help you with your daily work?
The study can be used in many, many ways. For us, that is the great thing, maybe the best thing about the HDI cyber study. And that brought us to the decision to conduct and publish another study in the next year in 2024. We have four strategic fields of action, and the results fully pay off in three of these fields of action. And as expected, like talking today in the podcast here, the results help us in marketing. Now we go public with the results, we prepare press releases, we use also the results for background discussions with the press, and also go in panel discussions. And in the end, we also share the results with various market participants in presentations. I counted last week, we hold more than 50 presentations, mostly done by our underwriter, using the results of the HDI cyber studies since April. Also, we use these results for product development. So we validate our assistance services and coverage modules. So for example, the number of attack companies that have to pay a fine due to data protection violations has doubled. So this finding reinforces ourselves then to the commitment back to the topic of data protection. And that brought us to the decision that we include our new HDI data protection quick check free of charge in our product. And in the end, we use the study in risk management. The results are a reality check of other data sources and thus help us in pricing, risk classifications of different type of industries in underwriting and much more. So such sources as a study enable us to react much faster to loss trends or to anticipate them if we only look back at our own historical data. So the study keeps us in the driver's seat.
Thank you, Søren, for sharing all that information with us today. From my point of view, the most important thing is the really worrying realization that the concern regarding cybersecurity has actually declined in the past year and that more and more smaller companies are being targeted and attacked by hackers. So thanks again for being my guest today. It was a pleasure to get a deep dive into the HDI cyber study. Hope to see you again. And now more news regarding cyber insurance at HDI.
Talanx Newsflash.
HDI publishes booklet on cyber studies. For the second time after 2021, HDI Versicherung has examined the cyber situation in 2022 of small and medium-sized enterprises in Germany. The studies are based on interviews with more than 1,200 decision-makers in insurance and IT issues of these enterprises, as well as self-employed persons. A free booklet with the most important results on the representative survey is now available on the HDI website hdi.de. HDI Versicherung with Data Protection Check for Cyber Customers. As part of its cyber insurance package, HDI Versicherung now offers its customers a check for the implementation of data protection requirements. The check is intended to support HDI cyber customers by identifying potential for improvement and how they can close possible gaps to reduce risk and avoid data protection incidents and fines.
Talanx Newsflash.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope that we were able to give you a better understanding of the importance of prevention and awareness regarding cybercrime. If you enjoyed the podcast, do not forget to subscribe and follow us so you will be notified monthly of every new podcast episode. Hope to have you back here next month. Take care.
Insurance Uncovered. A Talanx podcast.